I don't use these. Welcome. Welcome. We are on our 12th night of the 7th annual Raton Tent Meeting. Ooh, praise God. All right, praise God. That's exciting. That's exciting. We've got Pastor Eric Holler bringing it tonight. On the electric guitar, we got the Lighthouse Praise and Worship Team. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're excited to be here tonight. We're excited tonight. The theme verse of the tent meeting, they'll do it in NLT. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. When Jim asked me to intro tonight, I had already looked up what press on meant in the Greek. All right. That's right. And I'm gonna say it, kind of. Dioko. You like that? Dioko. To press on, right? To pursue in a hostile manner. You like that? So we're going to pursue, I hear that, in a hostile manner. The goal. And the thing is when you're pursuing something in a hostile manner, that tells me there's probably going to be an adversary. Because if I'm going to have to be hostile in my manner, there's probably going to be an adversary. And I looked that up too. I like doing that. So I looked it up. And it says, an opponent, one who opposes. That makes sense. So it wouldn't surprise us if we have opposition, right? It's not surprising. If you're going to have to pursue something in a hostile manner, there's going to be opposition. When I was a young guy, younger than I am now, though I'm still 29. That's right. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. I played baseball. And in baseball, I was a pitcher. And, you know, everybody wants to pitch, right? Everybody wants to pitch. Everybody wants to pitch. And some guys have really good arms, and they think, okay, I can pitch. And it's all well and good. They'll get on the mound, and they'll get the catcher, and they'll start pitching and start humming it, and everything looks good, right? Everything looks good until you put a batter up there. And then guys will start throwing it here and there. It changes when there's opposition. It changes. And so you have to be trained to not worry about the opposition. Yeah. Yeah. That's how the Lord talks to me, baseball terms. Something I understand. I have to be very simple. And the key is, He's given us the tools we need. In fact, these speakers have been sharing tools all week long. You know, tools. And the strongest tool we have as God's people is His Word. That's right. It's the tool. And there's no reason to use any other tool. There isn't. This is true story. Can I tell a true one? Okay, I'll tell the truth. It would be nice for a change. So it'd be, okay, I'll tell a true story. There was a team in our region. And the four-hole hitter for this team, and we played him like, in all my years, about six different times. The four-hole hitter, big guy. I mean, big, athletic, strong, mean-looking, Coy, mean-looking. And he'd get up to the plate. You know, he's going to do something, right? And this is a true story. I literally struck him out every single time I faced him. In one game, I struck him out four times with 12 pitches. That's the truth. I threw the same pitch every single time. The last time we played him, when we got done, we were shaking hands, he grabs me and he says, "Why did you never throw me another pitch?" I said, "'Cause you couldn't hit the one I was throwing." Really, he couldn't hit it, and he couldn't hit it by a mile. Satan can't do anything with the Word of God. He can't do anything. Why would you throw a different pitch? I mean, really, let's just be honest. When you speak God's Word, it changes everything. And that's, honestly, guys, you're getting God's Word. We're getting trained. We're getting tools Let's use the tools God's given us. Let's not think too much about it. Let's just do what He's telling us to do. Now, here's offering buckets. Okay. And I've said this many times. I say it at our church. God don't need your money. I'll be truthful with you. He doesn't. He's asking for obedience. So just share as God leads you, okay? These speakers do come a long way. But they will be blessed. You know why? Because they're sowing seeds. They're sowing seeds. And as they sow, they shall reap. Will they sow bountifully? Something like that. Sarah? Is that good enough? She's my walking, living thesaurus. I'll look at her. Is that the right word? Is that how you say it? Okay, good. And they expect to reap bountifully. Amen. And they will. Amen. And so Jim and I will pass the bucket around. And Hannah, will you lead us in prayer? Thank you.
Back. Oh. Okay. Father, we just praise you for this time to get together and lift you on high. We just ask that you begin to prepare all the hearts in here tonight to receive what it is that you would have them to in this worship. You are so good, God. Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this place. We make you Lord of this place and Lord of our worship tonight. We praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.